The slightest pause betrayed Numion's doubt before he answered.
Speak plainly, he warned. No more games.
I haven't been entirely honest with you, Grammaticus confessed.
We should kill him now, said Kigosi.
Grammaticus sighed. It would do no good. It never does. May I put my arms down yet?
No, said Numion. You may talk. If I deem what I hear to be the truth, you may put your arms down. If not, we'll bring you down a different way. Now, how is it you are still alive?
I am perpetual, that is to say, immortal. Your Primarch is too.
Numion frowned. What? Kill him, Numion, Kigosi urged, or I'll burn him to ash where he stands. Numion put out his hand to ward the pyroclast off. Wait.
He's lying, brother, murmured Leodrak, edging up beside Numion. I'm not, Grammaticus told them calmly. This is the truth. I cannot die. Vulcan cannot die. He lives still, but he needs your help. I need your help.
Shaking his head, Leodrak said darkly,
Vulcan is dead. He died on Istvan with Scar and the others. The dead don't come back, not unchanged anyway, just shells, like on Viralis.
Kigosi was nodding. Fire cleanses this filth, though. He advanced a step, close to touching Numion's outstretched hand with his breastplate. Stand down.
Numion saw the pyroclast in his peripheral vision, the chain mask and scale longcoat lending him the appearance of an executioner. It might yet be his role.
I want to believe him as much as you do, said Leodrak, switching to Nocturnian. But how can we? Vulcan alive? How would he even know? We've already lost enough to treachery.
We all wish the Primarch were still with us, added Kigosi. But he's gone, Captain. He fell, just like Ferus Manus. Let this go.
And you, Shen? Asked Numion. You have said little. Am I deceived, a fool to believe our Lord Primarch yet lives?
He risked a side glance and saw the Tech Marine's face was pensive.
I can't say what Vulcan's fate is. I only know we fought hard and bled greatly on Istvan. If anyone could have survived, it would have been him.
Brother, snarled Leodrak, unhappy at what he saw as Shenra's capitulation.
It's true, the Tech Marine replied. Vulcan could be alive. I don't know, but this man was dead. He was dead, Numion. And dead men do not speak. You are our captain, and we will follow your orders, all of us. But don't trust him.
Before Numion could answer, Leodrak made one last plea.
It's likely we'll die here, but I won't have us killed because we were too credulous to act against the danger in our midst.
I am not the one who is in danger, said Grammaticus, in perfect Nocturnian. The shock around the legionaries was masked but noticeable.
How do you know our language? Asked Numion.
It's a gift.
Like coming back from the dead?
Not one of mine, per se, but yes.
Hryak entered the room. Behind his retinal lenses, lightning streaked the pale sclera of his eyes and formed into a dark tempest.
Lower your weapons, he rasped, stepping into Numion's eyeline and in front of him.
No one questioned him. They lowered their weapons.
Domardus came in just after, taking up position at the door. His bolter wasn't aimed at the human, but it was in his hand and ready.
Are you going to try and prise my head open again? Asked Grammaticus, warily eyeing the approaching librarian and speaking in Gothic to be understood.
Hryak regarded the human silently for a beat.
For a man, you are unusual. And not just for your ability to cling tenaciously to life.
Interesting way of putting it, but you're not the first legionary to remark on that, Grammaticus replied.
Ignoring the attempted wit, Hryak went on.
I have heard of biomancy that can knit skin, mend bones. He reached out to touch Grammaticus's healed body, but nothing like this. It could not bring men back from the dead.
It wasn't me, answered Grammaticus. I serve a higher power who call themselves the Cabal.
A higher power, said Kigosi. Do you believe in gods then, human?
Grammaticus raised his eyebrow.
Do you not, even after all you've seen? He continued. They gave me eternal life. It's them whom I serve.
Numion detected the bitterness in his reply, and coming up alongside Hriak, asked,
To what end, John Grammaticus? Evidently you are no creature of old night, else my brother here would have urged us to destroy you at once. Nor do I think you're an alien. So, if not malfeasance, what is your purpose?
Grammaticus met the salamander's gaze.
To save Vulcan.
The tension in the manufactory suddenly went up several notches.
So you said, Numion replied. But I thought he was supposed to be immortal, like you. What need of saving would our Primarch have?